Finn loses out to Barry McNamee there. McNamee finds Patterson. Patterson can't control his ball forward, but he still finds McNamee. McNamee does really well, but plays it behind absolutely everybody. Now McAneff comes onto it. McAneff will fancy the shot from here. Tees it up, fires in the shot. Goes past Tinsinski! What a goal from Aaron McAneff! We knew that it opened up for him. He fired it in from 30 yards. Beat Tuchinski, who was completely wrong-footed and having been completely second-best, Kevin, for 18 minutes of the second half. Derry have scored to go 1-0 up. So they put the ball in, that's deep towards the back post. It's headed up there by Darren Cole, I think. Breaks out to Simon Madden. Madden punts the ball back in towards the back post. Everybody's at a stand and start. Barry McNamee helps it on. It's going to break out to Tuchinski, who's inside the Derry half. He nearly gets caught in possession. Heads it out. Now Barry McNamee, can he chip the keeper? Tuchinski tries to get back, sets himself. Barry McNamee hits it from distance. It's 2-0! Barry McNamee ends it from Derry. Tuchinski gambled. He came forward. And the poet laureate, as he was being called by Jimmy Sims, he writes the final stanza. He ensures that it's going to be 2-0 to Derry City. So it looks as if Derry are going to take 9 points from Shamrock Rovers this season. That's a huge statement against Rovers, and a huge statement against one of their big rivals for the European spot. But what a goal from Barry McNamee. Tuchinski had gambled. It was all from his clearance. And what a result here at Tala. Two goals in the second half. Derry hanging on for the first 15 minutes of that second period, but then they struck decisively. Aaron McAneff got on to a ball, strode forward, Rovers backed off and back off. Aaron McAneff fired home from 25 yards. After that, in all honesty, Kevin, Derry were comfortable for long phases up until the 88th minute when Shamrock Rovers hit the post from a header. Then after that, Tuchinski gambled from a corner. He came forward, the ball got cleared out. He fluffed the clearance, the ball fell to McNamee 2 yards inside the Rovers half, and he just lobbed the keeper to make it 2-0 to Derry.
Kenny, a very hard-earned 3 points tonight.
I thought so. It was hard work. We came off the game in the second half to try and play counter-attack, and you know, they maybe feel as if they should have won the match because they had more territory, but the football game's not about having territory, it's about playing with intelligence and forfeiting space in the right areas. And I felt we did that collectively, what we've worked on, and we were ultra professional in how we got the result.
You must have thought at one stage tonight, this result's not going to come our way tonight. Shamrock Rovers took the game 2 years from the kickoff.
You know, who had the most chances in the game? And that will answer the question. We had three really good chances in the first half. They had one shot from 25, 30 yards. In the second half, with all the territory that they had, we confined them to long shots. They had a couple of wee scrappy moments in and around the penalty box, to be fair, but I felt that we sucked them in.
You made a few changes going into the game tonight. You brought Ben Doherty on the team, Roy Holden, put Dean Jarvis on the bench. What was the idea behind that tonight?
Well, it was tactical and it's private, and we feel Dean's the best left back in the league, by the way, but we had to make a decision on how we wanted to perform away from home. And Dean, I've got nothing but praise for Dean as a football player, and he's a great player, and you'll see hopefully a more renewed Dean Jarvis now going into this big push that we have to try and reach Europe.
Our news, Kenny, in local press today, Josh Daniels, can you confirm, has he left the club today?
I think it's a personal thing with Josh where he needs to get a little bit of space, and we should give him that. And it's unfair, I think, to talk about it in newspapers and radio. I don't think it's fair to talk about that. But there's nothing conclusive in Josh leaving just yet, but we're working towards that.
Thank you, Kenny.